Jim, she's a Kingborough local. She's incredibly passionate about youth mental health services, and she is a Labor candidate for Franklin. Please welcome to the show, Amy Brumby. Amy, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Amy, thanks so much for joining us. I mean, we were just having a brief chat off air just then. The campaign trail, 8 days left. How have you found it? How's it been going?
It's been a whirlwind, actually. It was kind of like rip the Band-Aid off when the election was called and get straight into it. So yeah. I've just hit the ground running and spending my time on the doors talking to people of Franklin to find out what's important to them.
And what is important to the people of Franklin that you found?
Oh, look, the biggest issue I found is health. Disturbingly, a lot of parents I've spoken to, mental health for their children as well has been a big issue. And that's close to my heart, which is why I've decided to run, actually, because it's one of the biggest issues. It's personal to me because of my daughter.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, mental health is something we're very passionate about on this show. Jim's had his own struggles as well. It's another reason we wanted to get you in.
Amy, I don't know your story. I don't know your daughter's story. Is that something you wish to share this morning?
Yeah, look, last year she was diagnosed with severe anxiety and agoraphobia. So she missed about 4.5 months of school during the worst of COVID lockdown as well. I was trying to work at home. So she was having severe panic attacks every 15 minutes and trying to navigate getting support and help for her it was awful. I just didn't know where to go. I felt like no one was listening to me as to how severe it was for her. I think there's significant improvements that need to be made in that area for parents and for our kids as well.
I mean, is this one of the driving forces? I mean, as a parent going through this, one of the driving forces why you've got the red shirt on voting for Amy Brumby, is this one of the reasons why you're out there on the electoral campaign?
Absolutely, 100%. I got to the end of last year and my daughter said to me, "Mum, I just want to say thank you." And I said, "What for?" And she said, "Well, it was pretty bad there for a while. And there were times when I thought Mum's going to give up on me," which, you know, as a parent, you never would. But we got through it somehow. We got to the start of 2021 and I thought, well, there's an election coming up and I've got an experience that, that I can, if I can use that to help kids, then that's exactly what I want to do.
Well, Amy, let's talk about what we need to do, what needs to happen to improve youth mental health services. In your opinion, what does need to happen? What are you standing for? What kind of changes need to be made?
Well, I think that the first thing we need to do is actually start talking about it as it is a real issue. We need to admit that we are failing our kids in this area. And I know that Labor's plan to provide mental health workers in all of Tasmanian state primary and high schools will go a long way, because at the moment schools only have a counsellor. And I also know that the $1.35 million that's been committed to Speak Up, Stay Chatty with Mitch McPherson will also go a long way. So, yeah, I think that if those mental health workers had have been around for my daughter, it would have made a big difference, because unfortunately the counselling at the school was just not enough.
I've spoken about it with Mitch before as well. Like, I mean, we have come a long way, but there's still so much more to do. I haven't shared this story on the show before, but my mum is a tuck shop lady. I come from a small country town, Gundawindi, on the border of Queensland, New South Wales. And tragically this year, a year 12 girl took her own life at that school. And there isn't enough support services, you know, not just here in Tassie, all around Australia. So, more needs to be done. And people like yourself, Amy, I'm glad that you're out there and banging this drum, because it saves lives. I can't say it any more simply than that. It can save lives and saves our children's life, because, I don't know, I still feel like, I don't know if you agree with this, Amy, there is a part of it. It's like, well, kids be kids, and once they get out, then we'll chat about mental health and then we'll have those conversations. Yeah. Whereas I was reading a study the other day, it's something under the age of 15 that most of our mental health problems are formed in our adolescent years. We need to be having these conversations earlier.
Absolutely. We can't wait until they're, 20, 25. It is too late. We absolutely need to be talking to our kids very early on about one of the things my daughter's not good at is speaking up, believe it or not. And so, you know, it's hard to get information out of a 15-year-old girl when talking's not her forte. And so we need those professional services for our kids that know how to get kids to start talking about what's going on in their head and, you know, what's happening at school or what's happening at home, because they don't always talk to their parents.
Absolutely.
So we need that professional help for them.
Even, like, I mean, when I look back now, because, again, for those that don't know, like, I see a psychologist regularly, I've got to my GP, get my mental health plan, all those things, and I think it's the greatest thing you can do. And I'd encourage people to do that if you are struggling, and it is okay to not be okay. But when I look back at now at school, like, yeah, I was definitely struggling then. But because I'm so young, I think part of me doesn't even want to admit it, because that means that I'm weak and that there's something wrong with me. So I now looking back, I'm like, I was constantly telling myself, I'm fine, I'm okay. And you don't want to tell your parents, like, you know, especially when you get to that age where it's like you want to be cool. Like I said, I was just telling a story earlier. I wasn't cool. I was singing James Blunt "Goodbye, My Love" to some girl at a party. That's not cool at all. But at the time,
it depends who you ask.
Yeah, ask James Blunt. He's fine with it. But at the same point, like I didn't want to be known to, or be seen to be struggling from my friends, from my family, because I wanted to be cool and big and strong. And that's, no, we need to change that.
I'm quite proud of my daughter, actually, because she has, you know, I've overheard conversations with her friends on the phone, and she's being open about it now, and she's saying, oh, well, you know how I missed a lot of school last year because of anxiety. And I'm so proud of her for speaking up and being honest about it, because when it was time to go back to school, she said to me, Mum, what do I say about how much school I've missed? And I said, well, you know what? If you're okay with it, how about you tell the truth?
Absolutely. Well, Amy, we appreciate you coming on the show. We appreciate your honesty and your passion for this as well. And if this or has raised any issues for you or somebody you know, 13 11 14, the number for Lifeline is available 24/7. Amy Brumby, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.